The other day, Father Jonathan English and I were discussing Andrew, and one of his questions that he asked me was, what really made Andrew tick? And my first response was, he wanted to make things right. But why did he want to make things right? This subsequent question haunted me throughout the night. Those of you who have visited Andrew's lovely abode may have noticed above his fireplace the film poster of the 1966 Fred Zimmerman motion picture, A Man for All Seasons. Those of us who have watched the movie and or read the 1960 play by Robert Altman well know the story of St. Thomas More, a master of the word, who gave his life for the word. Andrew was another man of the word. From a very young age, I can remember being mesmerized and, quite frankly, jealous of the ease with which Andrew was able to talk his way out of a well-deserved consequence. There was once where he convinced another brother of mine to play the part of Jesus on the cross. The real idea was for him and I to tie my brother, the bean, to a bean, with his arms outstretched, and then to leave him there to see how long it would take him to free himself. Andrew and I made sure the ropes were secure, and then Andrew decided to add to the challenge by having my brother stand atop a brick pile we had by the fence. As my brother bound to the beam and started to ascend the brick pile, my mother appeared out of nowhere, as we all know parents do, aghast at the scene that met her eyes. My stomach fell, as it had never fallen before, horrified at the consequences that were about to be followed. And within a matter of seconds, calmly diffused the situation by explaining using the most pious of terminology. We were trying to recreate a live reenactment of the crucifixion out of devotion. This profound understanding and reverence for words continued to grow through his childhood. He loved literature and English and was a voracious reader. In high school, he continued to fine-tune his innate ability by joining and becoming the captain of the debate team. He brought his team many victories and earned himself a full scholarship from the University of Southern California. Having mastered the art of both the written and spoken word, he began to dedicate those skills, or his skills, and life to the word. His words have resounded across the world in multitudes of speeches, immortalized in many illustrious books, and have resonated in the hearts of many people from all walks of life. And who knew the message was more important than the messenger. It is no coincidence Andrew's middle name is Thomas, because like St. Thomas More, Andrew's love and mastery of the word was put into the service of the word with resolute conviction, because Andrew was not just a man of the word, but he was a man of the word. I actually committed pretty well, I was surprised. But one last story. As my family and I were this past Sunday going to Sunday Mass, we were telling our children in the car that their uncle, Andrew, wrote and the only one. So I pray that that is the case, and will shortly become the case. And I ask you to please pray with me now that that is the case.
Exilio.